Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line.
Excuse me. Are you a box of pizza? Because I can't wait to take your top off.
What?
See what's underneath.
Oh.
Actually, never mind. I'm just going to go get a pizza, but you're hot.
Okay. Whatever you do, resist the urge to throw a churro at his face and then run in the other direction. Instead, tell him that his jokes are soups funny and that he should call you sometime, and then give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Shannon, this is Mickey Mouse. We met at the club the other night, and I thought you were really cool, and I thought we had a good chemistry, and I just thought you might want to hang out again, and I don't know, maybe grab some dinner.
Sorry, Shannon. This is Tom. We met the other night, and I thought you might enjoy a little Mickey Mouse impression after talking with me about how much you like Mickey Mouse, and I like Mickey Mouse, too. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but it was a memorable one for me. So if you wanted to hang out again,
maybe we could grab some ice cream or something. I'll hopefully talk to you later. Toodaloo.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
You'd think that would be a first, but that's like the third or fourth Mickey impression that we've had on this show.
Well, it's so, and you, no one wants to sleep with Mickey Mouse. No one.
Sure.
Not women, not men. Nobody wants to sleep with him.
I don't know.
I'm sure there are some people online that would love that, but
only many.
But yeah, we've had a couple guys use Mickey impersonations to try to get a date. I don't know why they think that's going to do it, but apparently they think it'll work for them.
Yeah, because they think accents work no matter what accent you have.
Yeah. Not a cartoon character. Maybe for French or something.
Yes.
You know, some of our favorite Loser Line calls are where there's a challenge involved, meaning that one person not only gave the Loser Line phone number out, but they also told the person to complete a task in order to get that date.
Yeah.
And after listening to this next one, I think the woman gave the man a task.
What?
I'm not sure. You be the judge.
Next message.
Hey, Carrie, it's I know that you said that you want a guy who can make you a good sandwich, so here's how I'm going to start. I'm in the kitchen, just in an apron. I'm going to cut in this big old slice of brioche bread. Then I grab the mayo, slather it on the top. And on the bottom bun, oh yeah, we're going to get dirty with a little bit of avocado. Then I go to the fridge. Ooh, it's chilly. And I pull out fresh cut deli sliced turkey.
Oh.
I put 1, 2, 3, that's right, 4 slices on that bitch. Then I go for the lettuce. Nah, lettuce ain't right. We're gonna go spinach, baby.
Oh.
So I get the spinach out of the drawer.
Next method.
Whoa.
I don't know. He's starting to turn me on.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going high-end spinach, you know he's going to spend a lot of money on you.
I'm pretty fired up right now.
Yeah.
Oh, just, man.
I mean, he had me when he said he was just wearing an apron.
Oh,
you know,
man.
And nothing else, making that sandwich. Also, a bonus, he called back.
Oh, yeah.
Next method.
Sorry, it cut me off. You know what this sandwich needs now, baby? A little bit of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to go with? Gouda? Uh-uh. Helvardi? Too hard. I'm thinking cheddar. So I pull out my block of cheddar, and I slice it. 4 slices for my baby. Now, all we need is the seasoning. I'm thinking some Fumunda seasoning. You know where that's from. Fumunda my apron.
Ew.
Now I think your sandwich is done. Take a big bite.
Next message.
Again.
Oh, gross, man.
It just keeps getting hotter and hotter with this guy. And by the way, he kind of sounds like Guy Fieri from the Food Network, who I could see leaving a message like this.
He's very aggressive. And who wants 4 slices of cheese on a sandwich, sir? That is too much cheese.
I disagree.
What are you talking
about?
This
is a man after my own heart.
No way.
Technically, it's 5 slices of cheese because the Fromunda is the 5th.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Samantha, what's up? It's Tom. I keep hearing that you're crazy, but I think I'm super into it. Like, you are covered from tattoos from head to toe. I honestly, you could be black, you could be Persian, you could be white. I have no idea. And, like, that's so sexy. I feel like that's, like, f***ing progressive as f***. Like, who even knows what you really look like? People say that, like, your ex-boyfriend got out of prison, and you, like, you got a restraining order. And, like, honestly, f***ing Danger is kind of my middle name. So, like, I get off on that shit. Like, I heard you gave Todd the clap, but, like, whatever. Like, people get that shit, it goes away. It's, like, a couple shots or whatever. Like, that's, I don't care. Like, we don't need to wear condoms. F***ing condoms are for sailors. Like, no one needs that shit, you know? So, yeah, like, if you're down, then I'm super down. We should go out and get dinner, or, you know, we should just, like, go f*** somewhere. All right. Yeah, we should go f*** somewhere.
Whoa!
Cool. Next message.
Changed his plans. Like, we can go get dinner. We can go, you know what? Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And listen, if she's had an STD already, guaranteed she's going to want to use the condoms, man. She doesn't want that again.
Or she's like, screw it. Had it once. Why not keep going?
Oh, gross.
He did give me a new motto for life, though. Condoms are for sailors.
No. Yes. They're for everyone. Be safe, okay?
Remember, listen to the Loser Line regularly on Monday at 7:10 and 9:10. And remember, condoms are for sailors.